Welcome to the Kelly Patrick Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. In today's episode, I am joined by Phil Perkins. Phil is the owner and head black belt instructor at Area 502 MMA. He's also the promoter for Future of Fighting. Future of Fighting will have their next event this Saturday, March 14th, 2026, at St. Paul Gymnasium right here in Louisville, Kentucky. We hope you're able to go out, watch the event, support the fighters. If you can't make it to the event, livesportscaster.com. You can watch the event live via pay-per-view. I appreciate everyone tuning in. I appreciate Phil coming on the show today. If you want to support the Kelly Patrick Show, title sponsor is always Louisville Combat Academy, located at 7908 Beulah Church Road. I attend a Graham Gordon kickboxing class there every Thursday. Come join us for some kickboxing. They also have, of course, 10th Planet Jiu-Jitsu. Great kids program, great MMA team. Also want to thank Matt McCarthy, who is not only the producer for the Kelly Patrick Show, but he's running the pay-per-view for Future of Fighting for this Saturday through livesportscaster.com. If you want to support the Kelly Patrick Show, you want to hear more Kelly Patrick Show episodes, send me some health insurance referrals. Anyone who's listening, if you don't have health insurance or you know someone who needs health insurance, send them my way. I can always help with that. Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana, Florida, and of course, Kentucky. I'm sorry, I already said Kentucky, but I'm, of course, do a lot of business here in the state of Kentucky. Also do a lot of business for Medicare. So if someone's going on to Medicare or is already on Medicare, you have a family member or grandparent, those are always great referrals for me. Send me some health insurance referrals. Enjoy the episode. Welcome to the Kelly Patrick Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. In today's episode, I am joined by returning guest. We have Phil Perkins. Phil is head black belt instructor at Area 502 MMA. One of the owners, I think, is the correct title of 502 MMA. Also, of course, he runs Future of Fighting, the top MMA promotion in the city of Louisville. Phil, thanks so much for coming back on the show.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. You got a big event coming up this Saturday, March 14th, right here in Louisville, Kentucky. I was just looking over some of the matchups. Looks like you've got, I think, 14 MMA fights scheduled for Saturday. What do we have to look forward to for the event?
Yeah, so the event is always, the fights are stacked Hard Rock every single time, stacks the card with competitive fights and great fights for the fans. So we always have that to look forward to. This time we also have a new venue. It's St. Paul Gymnasium. It's off Crumbs Lane. Okay. Out there on Dixie Highway. Yeah, it's a basketball gymnasium. And it's got a cool mezzanine all the way around the top. So you'll have, you know, the tables and chairs on the bottom and people standing all around the top. And it should have, you know, should have real cool sound when the knockouts happen and when everything happened, being in a little basketball court. So a cool venue. Excited to kind of keep trying some new places for these winter shows until we find our permanent home.
Permanent home for winter shows? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, you know, we're doing the summer shows at 4th Street Live, but during the winter it's too cold, so. Yeah, ideally we would find some place that we did every time, but right now it's been kind of fun just popping around, checking out different venues. The thing is, though, Louisville's not like you know, Tampa or New York or something. They'll have so many options. We're kind of limited on the options we have that fit what we need, especially new options. But this one will be cool. This is a new place. There's never been an event here like this before, so we're excited to be at St. Paul Gymnasium.
But it'll always be within the city of Louisville.
Always within the city of Louisville. Yeah, that's I think we will eventually branch out and do one or two shows somewhere else as well. But we'll always be four shows a year in Louisville. That's where we're from, where we represent. But we want to also have, you know, people from all over the region.
Okay, good stuff. We're looking over this card here. Man, to get 14 fights on something like this is wild. Hard Rock is, as you said, always does great work. 14 MMA matchups certainly makes for an exciting evening. I'm sure you being the promoter and not the matchmaker, you don't know everything about every single one of the fighters on this card.
Yeah, no, I'm going to be some of them. I'll be, you know, kind of finding out with you. I've heard about most of the fights through seeing the flyers and stuff. But yeah, I'm kind of learning about a few of these guys. A lot of these guys have fought for us before or fought here locally in the region. So, you know, we're on our 10th show, so we're getting to where a lot of the guys have come through Future Fighting at some point. But there will be a few here that we're learning together. So,
okay. Well, looking at what you had sent me, I show Kobe Sanders against Paul Ellard, an amateur matchup. I don't know much about either of those guys. Anything off the top of your head regarding either Kobe or Paul Ellard?
Those guys are both new to Future of Fighting. So we're excited to have both of them on. Not as much information on that fight. And some of the beginning fights there are going to be some newer guys to us. The next one, Rocky Smith, is somebody else newer to us. Christopher Boone, I believe, is CJ Boone that trains with 10th Planet.
Yeah, 10th Planet, Louisville Combat Academy fighter. Yep.
Right. So be nice to have Louisville Combat on the card. They're always bring some warriors to the card. And then we'll also have a Torreon Cook on at the end of the card there. So another Louisville Combat Academy fighter.
Also Desmond Lewis.
Desmond Lewis, yeah, that's right, who had fought for us before and just had a real badass fight for Hard Rock, too.
That was a badass fight he had. I know we're going to get to that matchup here in a minute, but tactically he's a real exciting guy to watch because he's got the wrestling background, he's got the hands, he's got the boxing.
Yeah, it's like an old-school boxer-wrestler style, definitely fun to watch. That was an exciting fight. I was sitting front row at Hard Rock show there, and then... Like, yeah, you had me on the edge of my seat, you know. It was a fun fight to watch. So, yeah, so a couple guys from Louisville Combat Academy fighting for us, which is great.
Next matchup we see there is Joseph Henderson, who's sitting at 3-3 against Dylan DeVerney. Henderson's someone that we've seen fight in the area quite a bit, actually. But he's getting back. Yeah, it looks like he's fought for Future Fighting 1, 2, 3, 4. This will be his fifth time for Future of Fighting. He fought once for Hard Rock. So we have Henderson looking to get a win at 135 against Dylan DeVerney, who's sitting at 0-2, trying to get his first win of his career.
Yep, trying to pick up his first win. And Joey Henderson, has fought for us a couple times. He fought Hugo. He normally fights 125. He fought Hugo. He won a title at another promotion there recently, and yeah, it's fought for Hard Rock as well. So I'm always good to have Joey Henderson back.
Okay, so let's jump into, we have Caden Willoughby sitting at 1-2. He's just 21 years old, fighting out of Mayhem MMA. So Nathan Maness and Josh Stanley's team. Caden is 1-2 in his amateur career, going against what I would say is a tough opponent, Desmond Lewis, who's sitting at 2-0.
Yeah, tough fight for Caden, but also tough fight for Desmond. Both those kids are rounded and come from good camps. And, you know, I don't think their record shows their true skill. So that's, like, to me, one of the sleeper fights on the card right there that everybody should keep an eye on.
No question about that. And then we have, I'm looking here at what you sent to me, William Baber, who, of course, is a name that we're familiar with. I don't show, it's not on Tapology yet, so I got the inside scoop here, courtesy of you and Hard Rock. William Baber is going against Garrett Hunsucker, who is second generation, at least jiu-jitsu guy out of your gym. Is that right?
Yeah, he's grown up with us. He just turned 18. Within a month, I think, and he's grown up with us, trained with us since he was young, 12 or 11 or something. His father trains jiu-jitsu with us, and he's just always wanted to fight, you know, and he's a well-rounded kid, very nice kid. He's a good kid. He's done a little bit of everything, you know, a little bit of kickboxing, a little bit of jiu-jitsu as far as competition, but this will be his first MMA fight. A tough opponent, William Baber, more experienced, and we know he's going to bring the fight to Garrett, but I think we got Garrett ready for this. He's For his amateur fight, I think first amateur fight had one of the best camps that you could have. And I feel like he's been getting ready for this for 5 years. So
you're the coach, so I'll put you in a tough spot. How tall is Garrett Hunsucker?
6'5".
Okay, maybe. That's what I was thinking. So William Baber's listed at being 5'7". Baber's a wrestler at a Bourbon Submission Academy, trains under Paul Hogan. So 5'7" against like 6'5".
Yep. So a wrestler going against a tall guy that, you know, wants to strike, would like to strike. And Paul Hogan, I know, is a good black belt, used to train under the same affiliation as me. Super solid guy too. So it's going to be a tough fight, but Garrett's rounded. You know, he trains wrestling with the guys. He trains jiu-jitsu with the guys. He grew up at the gym, man. So, you know, he's built 502 tough. He's ready to go. A tough fight for him, but he's had nothing but tough fights since he's can remember. So he's ready. And this is another one that's going to be a sleeper for the fans, as far as their records and their experience and what kind of fight they can bring. So we'll see a clash of styles, but a great fight for the fans.
Up next, we have a matchup between Ethan Baker, who's sitting at 2-2 out of Reaction MMA. He is fighting against, man, I'm looking back over his resume. He's had some serious battles. So he's matched up against Cameron Kane, who's sitting at 1-2 out of Nashville MMA.
Yeah, one of the toughest 1-2s you're going to find. Went through some wars. I can't remember who else he fought. I know he fought Ali from my gym.
Irese Tubbs. I was fortunate to commentate that one. That was a battle.
Yeah, that's right. He was fighting Murat for the title. So this guy's been through some wars, some very tough opponents. And Ethan Baker's also super solid, coming out of Reaction MMA. You know, 2-2 again. Some of these guys' records, I don't think, shows their skill. And these guys are taking tough fights. And it right now, you'll see it in their record. But when they end up, you know, down the road, it's going to show. It's going to pay off that they're taking the tough fights, and not trying to sneak around it and pad their records.
That's kind of the point of amateur MMA, isn't it? That's what makes it beautiful.
One of the things. Yep.
All right, up next, so I'm seeing a little discrepancy between Tapology. I should probably ignore the Tapology page. But Jake Volbrecht is fighting against someone named Nicholas South. Does that sound right?
Yeah, Nick South, yep. Jake Volbrecht was lined up to fight Christian. Christian had some stuff going on with his health and threw his weight off, and getting closer to the fight just wasn't looking like his weight was going to be on point. Wasn't able to make it. We had Nicholas South jump in. Nick is from trains with Jordan Gast at Gas Tank MMA, and he wrestled some. I'm not sure a whole lot about his background. I met him one time. I taught up there one time. He was there, nice guy. And it's a tough opponent in Jake Volbrecht. I've been watching film on him for weeks, and he's fought for us before. He's a well-rounded guy, good striking, good wrestling, and the fight that fell off is unfortunate, but Nicholas South's going to save the day, and this is going to be another awesome fight for the fans.
Okay, up next, it looks like we have Bishop Woods. Love seeing that guy get back in there against Justin Lyons.
Yep. Justin Lyons is the brother of Jordan Lyons, who's fought for us a couple times, had a pretty exciting fight at the last event. Bishop Woods fought for us as well, fought Jerry Robinson down at 4th Street, and they're both beasts. Bishop won that fight. Jerry Robinson's a beast, big old boy, tattooed beast, and Bishop pulled off a win, so super solid fighter, glad to have him. Against Justin Lyons. So we're going to see, he's going to come out and defend the Lyons name and see if he can add another win on for the Lyons boys. Tough competition with Bishop Woods. So we're going to see how that one goes.
I got to see and commentate Bishop Woods against Quentin Shirley for HR MMA back last month. And I was really impressed with Bishop Woods. He's a high-level college football player. but you can tell he really moves well inside the cage. It looked like he had real good footwork and things like that, very athletic and coordinated. And, of course, he's got a good team there with, you know, five-time UFC winner Nathan Maness in his corner.
Yeah, and Quentin Shirley has some good footwork for a heavyweight.
He does good boxing.
That was a great fight, too. I watched that fight. That was a fun fight to watch, too.
Definitely. Okay, up next we have Irese Tubbs against your guy Murat. I'll love to watch that matchup.
Yeah, the fans win on this one. It's a tough fight for Murat. Tubbs is rounded, good boxer-wrestler style, and explosive, athletic, and super tough opponent for Murat. Murat's as well, rounded, good boxing, good wrestling, also explosive, very dedicated athlete. So this is a, flip the coin fight. Both kids are super talented and a similar style, and we're going to throw them in there and see what happens. Murat, I know he's ready for the opportunity. He's put in a lot of time in the gym, and we're excited to see it hopefully pay off for him in the ring. I know it will. He's a hard worker, good kid, and a really tough opponent, though. You know, it's not going to be easy, and we're excited to have Tubbs come in for this fight, and Hard Rock wanted to make it for the title, and I think that was a great idea. Both of them deserve a shot, and they're both would be great representatives to hold it. So,
okay, up next we have Hugo is fighting against Connor Poe. Looks like Connor Poe is a 23-year-old fighting out of Anderson, Indiana, sitting at 4-4 in his amateur career. So he's fought, you know, 8 amateur fights so far. And of course, that's a matchup against Hugo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Connor's experienced, 4-4. He's had some ups and downs, but he's very well-rounded. His last couple fights, he's looked really solid. And good stand-up, and he's got some submission game, too, some ground game, too. He showed in some of his fights. So it's going to be good competition for Hugo. Hugo's been out for a year, coming back off an injury. So I'm excited to see him get back in there. I think he's had the best camp he's ever had, and I feel like he's looking sharper, stronger, and more technical than ever. So really excited to see him get back to work and hopefully defend his title. But another one with a real, real tough opponent in Connor Poe. So, he's overly prepared, and the fans should be ready to keep their eyes on this fight.
This next matchup looks pretty interesting to me. We have Donovan Smith, who's making his pro debut. Very exciting to see. 6-1 amateur MMA fighter getting in there for a pro debut against another professional debut fighter. It says Rashawn Terrell, who has a professional boxing record.
Yeah. He's got a professional boxing record, MMA background, of course, as well. Fighting Donovan Smith, who's fought plenty of times for us, the amateur 155 champion, now turning pro. So we're excited to have him back on the card with a tough opponent for his first fight and see if he can get off to a good start. But Terrell's coming down from, I believe, Kalamazoo, Michigan, and they're not driving down here to lose. So that's a great pro fight there to start off the card. And he is bringing one of his teammates, Benson, who is fighting a Torreon Cook for the next pro fight we're about to talk about. So both the guys coming down from Kalamazoo, Michigan, one to fight Donovan Smith and the other one to fight a Torreon Cook. So excited to have those guys here. And we got some local guys that are hungry for some good competition. So getting close a couple days and everybody gets to see them get to work.
Okay, so you mentioned the next fight was, of course, a Torreon against Benson. Man, I was fortunate I got to work the show for you. When was that? Was it December?
Yeah, December, yeah.
And a Torreon Cook just looked so smooth. He got that just crazy switch stance and then like a check right hook. Absolute knockout win over Peyton Hayes. That was amazing. So we get Torian Cook back in there. You know the crowd loves this kid.
Yeah. 1 second left in the round. Beautiful knockout. He's fought a couple times for us, had some good success fighting for us. Very rounded, and we're excited to have Torian back. Beautiful knockout with 1 second left. I'm surprised it didn't go. I'm surprised it didn't go viral. It was very nice. So, he's back to work this Saturday.
And then you said Benson is the teammate, also coming from Kalamazoo, Michigan, yes, also with a boxing resume. So very interesting. These guys coming in, you know, they have the hands coming in from the north, and they're filling up the card for you. I like it.
Yeah, Notorion just coming off a big knockout. So, you know, they're both going to be looking for a knockout in this one, I'm sure.
If I remember correctly, Torian did wrestle a little bit. I think he played football and wrestled a little bit. I think for Fern Creek High School.
Okay. I don't know much about his background outside of fighting. I know every time I see him fight, he looks well-rounded, though.
Yeah, very well-rounded fighter. And, of course, Torian and Desmond Lewis, both with Jason Y in their corner, who's, you know, really a tactician of a coach out there.
Yeah. Honestly, besides me, Y's the only other guy to go to. You know, before I was even doing my thing, he was out doing his thing with Louisville MMA, and I was still training coming up back then. And for a long time, he was out with lots of fighters, making a lot of moves, a great coach. Then I kind of, for the last 10 years or so, have been hammering down, and he's recently been coming back training some fighters, which I think is really good. There's only a few guys that have that kind of experience and knowledge and can really coach these guys the right way, and we need as many of them as we can in the city. We need those guys so we can put these fighters on the next level. You know, we went out to Syndicate and trained for a week for this camp and out in Vegas. And 5 days a week, they had 50, 60, 70 pro fighters in the room. And some of the best in the world, these guys from all over the world. And, you know, we've got to come together and do something in this city, because that's happening. That's happening every single day. And we're over here scraping together to get a couple guys training together and trying to make it to the big stage. It's not going to work. We got to come together somehow. We got to at least get 10, 15, 20, 25 of the best guys together training, pushing each other, even if it's once a week, twice a month, something. We've got to make this happen if we want to compete with the people at that level, because that's going on. That's happening every day, you know, and we got it. We got to do something. We got to keep up. So hopefully we can make some moves and get some people in the big show. There's a reason. I mean, we've got so many great fighters here, and we've had nobody in the UFC, you know, and it's just hard to compete with that. And I think we have a problem in the city with everybody trains together but doesn't really train together, and then they don't fight each other, you know. And it's like, we got to come together and train together for real, or we got to fight each other, one or the other, you know. We can't not, because it's really odd. It's weird how it happened. So going out there was real eye-opening for me. We're going to start doing some open sparring on Thursdays. We have sparring on Thursdays. We're going to start doing open sparring and invite everybody to come out, bring their coaches, bring their fighters, you know. And I'm not just saying the fighters. We want the coaches to come with the fighters. We want everybody to get together, and let's get the best guys, you know, not just the new guy, not new guys, but the more experienced guys. Let's get everybody together once a week, a couple times a month, and let's get this room popping so we can start competing with these guys. Let's put somebody in the UFC. You know, the footwork is there now. You know, I mean, it's always been some way to get there, but there's a direct path. Future Fighting, LFA, UFC. I mean, it's a direct path for these guys. So hopefully we can, you know, take advantage of it and put somebody in the big show.
I love it. The main event is, of course, hometown kid Blake Alvey, sitting at 1-0 in his pro career, going against Gideon, who had an undefeated amateur career and is getting in there for his pro debut. I know you're, of course, Blake's coach, but what can you tell me about this matchup?
Solid matchup. Gideon is a tricky striker. He's got a lot of different kicks and a lot of awkward strikes. Very, very smart, tricky striker, but also a good ground game. He won the last fight, a reversal on the takedown, got on top and finished the guy. So he's got he's well rounded. Comes from a good gym, Jim O, North Carolina. Excuse me, an undefeated amateur. You know, Blake's amateur career, he was 8-3. So had a couple blemishes on it, but he had some tough fights. Learned a lot in his amateur career. You know, had 11 fights, so decent amount of fights. Gideon's undefeated; he hasn't lost yet. So it's going to be a good test for both of them. But I'm very confident Blake's ready. He's another one. He's been training with us since he was 14. So I feel like he's been getting ready for this fight for however many years, 7 years, 8 years. I feel like he's been getting ready for this fight. And I just think he's in the right place physically. He's in the right place mentally. He's got the right group around him. And I think this is his time to the beginning of his run to the UFC. I truthfully believe that. Gideon's a tough opponent. I just think Blake's just he's too rounded. He's too strong, too fast, too technical right now, and too hungry. You know, the kid's hungry. He's always been hungry, but he's just on a different level right now. His dedication. Again, we traveled to Syndicate in Vegas and stayed for a full week for 5 days. I think they hit 13 sessions in that 5 days. And, you know, these guys were, they belong, you know, in the best room, one of the best rooms in the world. He belongs there. So I truthfully believe he belongs in the UFC. When the time comes, he'll be ready. And the first step of this fight, though, it's not going to be easy. I just feel that he's prepared the right way. And we're going to see how it goes. That's the great thing about fighting, you know. It's the flip of a coin. Anything can happen at any moment. So.
Good stuff. Phil, looking forward to the big event this upcoming Saturday, March 14th, as you said, at St. Paul Gymnasium. While I have you on the line here, I'll ask. I recorded an episode recently with Chris Bowman and Todd Neal, and actually it started with a Nathan Maness post, but it was kind of a Kentucky, if there were to be a Hall of Fame or a Mount Rushmore, let's say a Mount Rushmore for Kentucky MMA, I'll ask you, you're a good, credible source on this topic. Do you have any thoughts on who belongs on, I don't know if it even has to be just a Mount Rushmore, but, you know, Hall of Fame type conversation specifically for MMA within the state of Kentucky. As you mentioned, we're not Vegas, right?
Yeah,
we're not, you know, we're not Florida or, you know, we're not one of those bigger states. But does anyone come to mind in particular for you for a Hall of Fame or a Mount Rushmore type conversation?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the first names I think would come to mind for me would be Mike O'Donnell, Brent Weedman. Those would be the first names I think that really have, you know, done a lot in different areas. There's so many people, though. You know, the Fergusons obviously did a lot. Taz fought in the UFC. They were just big for Louisville MMA, a big representative of MMA for a long time here. I mean, there's a lot of people, you know. Hard Rock is a promoter, but I mean, if you look at who's been like one of the most important figures in MMA in Louisville in the last 20 years, he's probably the most important one. He's made all the fights happen. So, and I'm not just saying that, I'm not kissing his ass, you know, fuck him, but he just, you know, he deserves that recognition, I think. Those would be some of the people. There's, you know, a lot of other people. Those are some of the first people that come to my mind. You know, Mike O'Donnell, first black belt in Kentucky, fought in Bellator, fought in like Gracie's versus Hammerhouse Gym, and fought for the Gracies, like the only American to fight to represent the Gracies. Fought for Bellator, submission of the night for Bellator. So, you know, I think he's a shoe-in, hands down. Brent Weedman fought who knows how many times for Bellator, high-level Muay Thai, Jiu-Jitsu black belt, you know, without a doubt, goes there for me. I'm sure there's other people I'm thinking I'm missing, but those are the ones that would come to my mind first.
Okay, good stuff. Looking forward to this event. What else is going on with Area 502 MMA? I know you guys also have Five Star Boxing. I've seen they've been getting some good wins lately. What else is going on under your umbrella?
Oh, man, a lot of stuff. You know, Five Star Boxing competes so much, man. We've probably had 50 fights already this year between MMA. After this event, we'll have probably 50 fights in boxing. And MMA already this year. It's unbelievable. Levant Brownlee just traveled to Slotvia and won a gold medal for Team USA and is pushing hard to make in the 2028 Olympics.
Wow.
I believe that he is the first one since Muhammad Ali to win a gold medal outside of the United States. I think it's been that long. He competes again in Brazil and the Brazil Cup here coming up soon. I think there's a couple other countries he competes in. So Levant Brownlee is really out there putting on for the city, representing for Five Star Boxing. He's been with Coach Aaron since day one and really putting on for Five Star Boxing, like I said, for Louisville and for Area 502. So we always got that going on. We got a couple guys going to be kickboxing and Eric Haycraft show coming up. Trying our best to hit and support all the events, trying our best to put people on as many shows as we can. I've seen that they're having a no-gi tournament coming up at AJ's on the same day you guys are having your gi tournament. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, so we're going to try to put some people on that. You know, we're staying active, trying to keep the guys active. Homeschool program's doing good. Everything's good, man. But really, what we got going on is Future Fighting this weekend. That's our next big event this weekend. After that, we'll be back May 29th at 4th Street, which is going to be our big show. Hard Rock will be the night after that, Bowling Green. So it's going to be a badass weekend of fights with MMA here in Louisville and then MMA in Bowling Green the night after. So just everyone come check out the fights, support local MMA. And hopefully you guys decide to hop on a card. If you can't make it, check out the pay-per-view, and that's it, man. Appreciate everybody's support.
Good stuff. Well, Phil, thank you very much for coming on the show, and best of luck to you and all the coaches and fighters for the event this Saturday.
Appreciate you, brother.
I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Of course, we'll have another episode of the Kelly Patrick Show out soon. Thank you.